This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. The great Bernie Miklas joins us as he does every Monday and Friday. Bernie, how's your week been, buddy?
It's been good. Busy. I like it. Been catching up with all the baseball, paying attention to the Blues a little bit, getting that started, and I like the fall cycle where you got all the sports going on at once, pretty much.
Amen, brother. Check this take out, see if you guys agree or not. So baseball was so important to me as a kid because I knew all the players, not just Cardinals. I knew all the Reds. I knew all the Dodgers. I knew them all. And I knew their personalities, and it meant so much. The playoffs this year mean a lot to me because it's so focused. I now know the players. I know that Machado doesn't like this guy, and I know that this guy's going to throw it to Tatis. And it's something that I, at least, you guys do because it's your profession, but I don't get that much personality during the regular season. The playoffs, everything just amps up, man.
Yeah, I think that's a common experience. I'm kind of like that, too. And, you know, it's my job to follow the Cardinals in Major League Baseball. I mean, I want to be able to speak as if I know what I'm talking about and have knowledge on it. And yet the monotony of the regular season sometimes even gets the best of me. And what I do is I cheat sometimes. It's a good cheating, though. You know, I have a subscription to MLB.tv, mm-hmm. and what I do is they have these condensed games.
Yep.
And you can pretty much watch every game. And basically, they run about 10, 12 minutes. So even if I miss the Cardinals or whatever, it doesn't matter because I can figure it out what went on just by watching the condensed game. And I've even done that in the playoffs this year to get caught up on things that I missed.
I didn't know that. I have MLB, too. I didn't know that.
No, this is the, it's a great secret because people will ask me, like, how do you watch six games a day? That's how. That's exactly how. You know, I mean, I watch the whole game usually for the Cardinals, sometimes my Tigers. But normally it's like, all right, I'm going to see how many, like, oh, Ohtani's playing later on. I'm going to watch some of it live and some of it condensed. And having that tool is just great.
It's cool.
You can cherry pick, and that's what's so great about it.
I can't watch an NFL game anymore because Red Zone ruined me. I just got so used to watching the touchdowns, you know?
Yeah, what I do is, because I have the Sunday ticket, what I do is I've always had my laptop to my right. I'm sitting in my lounger, and I have a big screen in my office. And I usually have a main game on whatever I want to watch on my big screen. But then I look at the Red Zone channel on my laptop. But what I'm finding out more and more is that I actually look at the Red Zone more, so I think I'm going to have to switch that order around.
Yeah.
Put that in the big screen. Yeah, the Red Zone's one of the greatest inventions in the history of mankind. It really is.
Yeah, I know they can't because in college football the games are on so many networks, so you can't do it as much. You do a lot more flipping around. It's like tomorrow, I'll be going back and forth. There's the game 5 with Detroit and Cleveland, and then there's a whole bunch of great games. That one you just got to work on your thumbs because, you know, and depending on the service that you have, sometimes you can, like, I just get like the recent channels and you just go up and down that list, you know, the 5 or 6 channels that you're flipping between and watch that many games all at once.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's one thing college football's missing. Listen, but there's a way to make a ton of money in it. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they're going to need to because they got to start paying these guys more.
No kidding.
Exactly.
Bernd, did you see – we'll start with a little bit on the Cardinals side, and we can go from there. But did you see Waino on foul territory? I'm sure you saw the clip circulating at the very least on Twitter. And I'm just curious if you had any thoughts on what he had to say because it was pretty surface level. We go a lot – deeper because we have more time than he does in a segment like that. But I thought he had a couple interesting notes there.
Well, I wouldn't have expected him to say anything else. I mean, I don't think he's going to come out and, you know, in a way like ridicule or, you know, beat down on the Cardinals.
Right.
You know, I thought he was pretty diplomatic. He stated a question or a theory that has been stated and repeated, you know, a million times, which is will Cardinals fans be able to stomach a rebuild? And my answer to that, because it's a legitimate question, but my answer to that is Cardinals fans are pretty ticked off right now and staying away from the ballpark. So I'm not sure, you know, it's not like they're going to win 98 games next year and, you know, be a legitimate World Series contender. I mean, but as I keep saying, if they stay where they are and where they've been now for a while, where they're like in the middle ground, the mediocre middle, the slightly above average, slightly below average, you keep staying in that lane forever. I mean, you just lose a lot of your entertainment value because you're so afraid to do what you have to do to come out of a minor or moderate rebuild, a bigger and better, stronger team, and you're terrified of maybe losing more business. Well, I would say this is overdue. So, you know, bite the bullet and get it done and come out on the other side better. But no, Wainwright airing out that question, I think it's, you know, totally legit. I'm getting a lot of feedback from Cardinals fans, like on my YouTube channel where the comment section is great, that are just saying, look, I really like the idea of just like turning these young guys loose and even getting some other people up to the major leagues. There may be a lot more energy. It might be a lot more fun to watch. And there is something to be said for that. If people understand, it might take a couple years to get it back to where you can, you know, maybe be a 93, 94. Yeah.
Has someone done that in recent memory where they played mostly young guys still on like the guarantee, not in free agency yet, and won?
Wheels, you'll have better recall than me, but one team that comes to mind is one team that's playing to get to the ALCS, and that would be the Cleveland Guardians.
Because
they have, like, limited payroll. The Cardinals have more payroll, and they will have more, like, a higher payroll than, say, the Cleveland Guardians. But Cleveland, every now and then, when, you know, they have this crop of really good young players, and they're fun, and everybody loves them, and then, you know, they have to make those tough financial decisions. So it takes them a year, maybe two, to reboot. But when they're ready to go again, they're very, very, very good, and the product is very, very entertaining. And the pain, to me, is minimal because we're talking about one season, maybe two at the most, where they're down a little bit.
Yeah, and well, I think one thing that, you know, this is where I want to get because, and I'm positive that we've talked about this before, and I've heard you talk about it and seen you write about it. The amount of money is irrelevant to me. Like, I don't care what your payroll is as long as you're good. And, like, Cleveland's got $100 million payroll this year. Their payroll is $70, $80 million below where the Cardinals were this year. Hmm. But they're a much better team because they found an organizational identity that works for now. They are amazing at developing pitchers, at perfecting pitchers. They're not a great offensive team. That's why every game is close, but they have the best bullpen in baseball. Hmm. And they're all guys that they're not number one draft picks. They weren't guys that's not Strasburg type guys. It's not Paul Skeens kind of guys. They really help take guys and create something better. Detroit has been that, and that's why they are where they are. Tarik Skubal's a ninth round pick, and he's the best pitcher in the American League. And you don't have to have one particular identity, but having that ability to do those things, then you add the Cardinals' ability to spend up to $170, $180 million. You could have something that's a big deal, right? You could be what the Braves are, which I think is the goal. Right. To me, the target is the Braves. Look at how many individual star players they have signed out of the international free agency as teenagers or drafted, from Ronald Acuna to Austin Riley to Ozzie Albies to Spencer Strider. They have developed stars, and then they lock them up. That's the model to me is the Braves.
And Bill DeWitt always believes you should have star players. That's why he played a major role in the Goldschmidt and the Arenado trades, mm-hmm. especially the Arenado trades, because he worked that out with the owner of the Rockies. Because he believes you need stars, and the Cardinals traditionally, historically, are a franchise of stars. So he wants to do what he did with Jeff Luhnow, and you go back and look, and I don't have time to get into it now, but I would invite anyone to go to Cotts Contracts and just look at the Cardinals' payroll when Luhnow was here and when they were winning and winning and winning and winning. Their payrolls were very respectable. Bill DeWitt didn't go cheap.
No.
You know what Bill DeWitt did? He had a great farm system where young players are coming up, playing roles, helping them win postseason games and series and championships. And that gave him the financial wiggle room to go out and spend money on vet established players.
Yeah.
Would you guys say that the Cardinals have a good, solid farm team that we're not doing enough with, or we are lacking in our...
In terms of just pure talent.
Pure talent.
No, and people that I, in my various media platforms, I talk about this, and they say, well, wait a minute. They have some really good players down in the farm. They do.
Yeah.
This isn't about they don't have talent. It's a separate issue. It's totally separate. What it is they're not giving the young talent they have enough tools, enough instruction, enough technology, enough facilities, the good training habits, good eating habits, all the stuff that prospects with the very best organizations are getting to enhance their development and get them as major league ready as they can. The Cardinals are lacking in giving their prospects that support. That's why an Ivan Herrera, people say, well, God, he threw out 7% of base stealers this year. Well, the dude has never had a catching instructor in the minor leagues. That wouldn't happen in an organization that was on top of things. So, no, it's the talent is a separate issue. That's on one side. It's like, how do you develop the talent? And what tools are you giving them to develop?
Right. And look at guys like Jordan Walker as an example, Nolan Gorman as an example. Those are players that neutral third parties and other teams had highly evaluated as well. They were first-round picks for everyone, right? They weren't just first-round picks for the Cardinals. They were viewed with that talent level. Are you going to be able to get the most out of them is essentially what the conversation becomes.
Right.
And, when you look at, you're not going to get Paul Skenes unless you pick number one. But where's your Tarek Skubal? Where's your and they used to have that, right, Byrne? Like the guys that they paid the biggest contracts to were guys they developed. It was Yachty, it was Albert, it was Waino, who they traded for, but he was a minor leaguer when they traded for him. It wasn't like they traded for a major league ready player. And getting that core back to being guys that you grew and doing what you're talking about, which is finding a way to maximize the talents that are there simply through training. I mean, I'm a catching instructor, right? But I coach kids, so it's not the same thing.
Wait a minute. They should have hired you. You would have been cheap.
Everything. I am super cheap, by the way. You guys, $10 and I'll come do it.
I'll pay that just to watch you squat.
Yeah. But what I say, I'll do that for free in the break. What you see with Herrera is fixable. It's not a lack of ability. There's no reason why he can't be at least an average thrower when it comes to throwing runners out. There's no physical reason why he can't.
Right. I agree. And you touched on one thing that I think needs to be repeated. The Cardinals gave up. That's an overstatement. I take that back. The Cardinals' efforts in signing international players, it's just kind of slacked off. It's not as much of a priority as it was under Jeff Lunell. And to your point about the Atlanta Braves, I think the Cardinals need to be a lot more aggressive in those waters. And I think Hein Bloom agrees with that because that's what the Tampa Bay Rays did so successfully for such a long time.
Yeah. And it's all easy in theory. It's harder to do, but you got to at least apply the theory to get the success as opposed to kind of doing what has always been done, which is clearly what needs to change.
Right. No doubt. No doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Drop the bomb or not.
Wasn't that a great story I just told?
Yes. Yeah. I was riveted.
Told these guys, they're talking about
good
emos.
Stories.
I'm like, I got emos last night.
Oh.
Rachel's like, how was it? I'm like, well, I ordered just sausage because I can't eat pepperoni because it's too salty. Uh-huh. So I ordered just sausage, but they sent me pepperoni sausage, so it wasn't as good.
Oh, man. That's
and they're like, and.
I was like, dang.
I'm like, that sounds even better.
Wow, dude, that's crazy.
I would do unspeakable things for some emos, so I'm like on the edge of my seat. I'm like,
You don't have to do anything unspeakable. You can just order it.
Yeah, you just order emos. Do you have an emos in Alton?
Yeah.
Is it not a good one?
No, it's a good one.
Why are you sad?
I don't know. I never... I don't have it right now.
Because you don't have it right now?
And it's always a hassle because Megan can't eat pizza. So it's like, well, cheese. So it's like always a hassle trying to figure out. And, you know.
Does she feel left out or is she so used to it?
She's pretty used to it. I mean, she can have it, but it's like without the cheese. But Emo's without the cheese is kind of...
Right.
I mean, you know. Pizza without the cheese is kind of...
It's like the Dave Glover show without Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did?
Mm-hmm.
He called him cheese.
He's sad.
Plus, she's face down in the hammock.
Emo's right now.
He went from the highest of highs to the lowest.
Yeah, you won Magic the Gathering. Now, because you don't have an Emo's in front of you?
now I'll have to wait a whole hour and a half to get Emo's.
How many Emo's did we just sell just now?
Oh, man. It's dinner time for a lot of people.
Right.
Friday night dinner.
You know, I think they were founded, or they started in 1964, Dave, because
all
I think they showed
did.
That on the commercial. I'm pretty sure, unless I'm getting mixed up.
You, Emo's.
The Beatles.
What's his name? Your buddy? Tim Palin.
Oh, Todd Palin.
Yep. Yeah. Same birthday.
Me, Todd, Emo's, and the Beatles.
All the classics.
Why is
the Mount
Tim
Rushmore
Palin
of 1964.
So
that is one of my favorite stories ever.
It was one of my lowest points. We're born on the same day, Todd. Not the same day, the same day.
You can't do this to me, Todd.
You know what? He should have taken that because you were probably the only one there more excited to meet Todd than Sarah.
Hell
yeah. No kidding.
Oh,
man.
I bet he would kill for somebody to be that nice to him now.
Yeah, right.
Now he's not important anymore.
He's still dreaming about me.
Mm-hmm.
Did that guy say the same day?
That was back when I was somebody.
I can't believe I didn't take him up on the offer to talk.
Yeah. Man, I missed out. I chose Sarah over that
Think
dude.
About it this way, though. Like, back then, he was kind of the big deal. Now he's a nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the man now.
Yeah.
Well, we buried him. Dang.
Sure
well,
did.
I started it, so it's my fault.
I don't think they're
all
even...
All he did was be polite to me.
They're not married anymore, right?
I just looked it up. They are not.
Yeah, so he's...
Still no reason to dunk
on
him,
man. Did he have to change his last name?
Wow. Ouch.
She got the last name in the divorce. I'm just Todd now. It's a mononym like Cher.
Yeah, I can't write Palin. What a weird time that was.
It was really strange times.
We thought that was weird, and now look at where we are.
Oh, I know. We're we're going to hell in a handbasket.
We were like, how low we've sunk.
Back then, we're like, oh, yeah, sure, you can see Russia from your front porch. And now it's like, they can control hurricanes.
Was it McCain, Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was Obama's first time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then who did he run again? Oh, Romney. Romney.
Mm. Yeah.
Romney and Paul Ryan.
Ah, the good
Paul
old
Ryan,
days.
The gentler time.
When the candidates were actually decent to each other.
Right.
When was Kerry? Was that second George W. Bush?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
It's really
that
true.
Guy.
It really was about policy.
Yeah.
Like when John McCain, God rest his soul, when the lady went off on Obama and he stopped her and said, no, he's a decent man.
I know him. We worked together.
But, and you might remember this, and I do because I was reminded of it when, you know, we were at other places, that people did not like when McCain did that.
Oh no.
A lot of people really were mad at him.
Almost kind of what lost it for him.
Yeah, a lot of people were very mad at him for how decent he was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.